Ambassador Khalilzad, who was U.S. ambassador to Iraq before taking up his U.N. post, criticized Saudi leaders for not doing all they can to support U.S. policy on Iraq. He said the Saudis and others have supported Sunni militias in Iraq and have held back on efforts to engage the Shia-led government in Baghdad. Iranian journalist Alireza Nourizadeh, who directs the Center for Arab-Iranian Studies in London, says he thinks Ambassador Khalilzad's criticism does not accurately reflect the situation on the ground.
The Saudis were among those Arab countries who welcomed the changes in Iraq, but gradually they became concerned about the amount of Iranian involvement in the new Iraq. The Saudis, they don't want to have a neighbor, which at the end of the day, the aim would be to call the Saudis Shia for uprising. Unless Mr. Maliki convinced them that he genuinely wants to fight the militia, I don't think there will be any support coming to him from Saudi Arabia.
The New York Times reported last week that officials in Washington say the Saudis have offered financial support to Sunni groups in Iraq, and that about 40% of the foreign fighters in Iraq are Saudi, and many of them came as suicide bombers. Meanwhile, Mr. Nourizadeh notes that Saudi Arabia and other Sunni Arab states need U.S. military support to counter Iran.
The Saudis' army, Egyptian armies, Jordanian armies rely on American weaponry. Most of their air force is American-made fighters and bombers. So they need United States to modernize their army. And The Saudis are ready to pay as much as $20 billion.
Mr. Nourizadeh refers to Washington's plan to sell advanced weapons to Saudi Arabia and other Gulf states to counter what Washington views as a growing threat from Iran. Tehran condemned the arms package, accusing America of spreading fear in the region. Analysts say the fear of Iran's ascendance in the region unites Sunni Arab states with Washington and even Tel Aviv. Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert says he has no objections to the proposed U.S. arms sale to the Arab states, and Israel understands the need to strengthen moderate Arab countries that face Iran. He also notes that Washington will offset the arms deal by increasing military aid to Israel. Natan Gutman, Washington correspondent for The Forward, explains.
I think the rationale in Washington behind the decision to grant Saudi Arabia this very significant military aid package is, as stated, to strengthen a moderate regional regime facing Iran and maybe to make the Saudis more willing to cooperate with the United States on other regional interests. The Saudis aren't as cooperative as could be in boycotting Iran. They don't even support the al-Maliki government.
However, Natan Gutman says Washington believes Saudi Arabia is its last best chance in the region.
So strengthening the kingdom makes good diplomatic sense. I think the fear in Washington, and maybe in Israel too, is that immoderate regimes in the region will eventually collapse and make way to extremist Islamist regimes. And that's true for Jordan, and that's true in Egypt, and of course it's true in Saudi Arabia. And if Saudi Arabia can challenge the attempt by Iran to play a dominant role in the region, it will hopefully help them to overcome the challenges from Islamist extremists in their own country.
Najib El-Baisi, diplomatic correspondent for Al Arabiya Television, agrees that the U.S. attempt to bolster Iraq's Sunni Arab neighbors, particularly Saudi Arabia, makes sense. At the same time, she says, these Sunni neighbors certainly don't want to see Iraq disintegrate into chaos.
There is a fear of domination by Shiite government in Iraq under the influence of Iran. What we heard from the American is conflicting statements. Yes, we heard from Khalilzad criticizing the Saudis. At the same time, we heard from the State Department that the Saudi government is actively engaged on trying to cut off the flows of illicit funds to certain groups there. And he thinks that they're very serious about trying to stop the flow of foreign fighters that cross the border through Syria to Iraq.
Regarding the complex relationship between Baghdad and Riyadh, Najib El-Baisi says, there's still considerable mutual distrust. Nonetheless, the Saudi foreign minister announced at a joint news conference in Jeddah with the U.S. Secretaries of State and Defense that Riyadh will send a diplomatic mission to Iraq to explore reopening its embassy in Baghdad. For International Press Club, I'm Judith Latham.